The Geekinator Podcast, episode number 27. QuickSurf Internet Media presents The Geekinator, talking about all things tech and geek. Hey everyone, how's it going? You are listening to The Geekinator Podcast here on Techno Geek Nerd. I'm your host, Adrian. Coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio BR2. It's been a little bit since I've put a show out, and that's understandable. If any of you have been following me on my Facebook feed or anything like that, you will know that I have been sicker than sick. There's been this bug going around, and I caught it, and let's just say that I was not in much of a shape to be doing much of anything except laying in bed and praying at the porcelain throne. Very bad. I've been missed work and the whole nine yards. So bad news. Totally bad news. While all that was happening, Apple went and released new laptops. What's up with that? So we're going to talk about that a little bit here on the episode. I've got a bunch of other stuff I want to talk about. But starting off, on Scobalizer's website, I ran across this really cool video that he posted for Fast Company. And it's called Appear Brings Collaboration to Multimedia Files. It's about 24 minutes long, and it's about this real-time media sharing site. And I actually, one of the few times I've actually taken the time to watch really any videos online, other than short little 1 or 2 minute blurbs. And it's pretty cool stuff. Definitely check it out if you have a need to share real-time media or anything like that. Really awesome. Definitely check it out. They've got a demo in there, and all I can say is pretty cool stuff. I'll be looking at that for some media sharing needs I potentially will have in the very near future. So pretty neat. As always, I've got everything linked up in the show notes. So if you need a link to go check it out or whatever, just visit me on the web, quicksurf.com, and it's the show notes for episode 27. Okay, let's talk Apple. On the October 14th, they went and released new notebooks. Actually, they have a couple of different releases. First, we're just going to talk about the notebooks. They've released new MacBooks, new MacBook Pros, and they did an update to the MacBook Air. Now, the interesting thing about this is it's a totally new design. So I recommend wholeheartedly, if you haven't already, go to Apple's website, check out the pictures, watch the keynote. Apple has posted the video up. Go to the Apple Store, check it out. Pretty cool stuff. I have a couple of thoughts. Again, on the last episode where we talked about this, I didn't think Apple was going to do the iBrick, where it's a whole new machining process. Well, guess what? They did. And they literally took a page out of Intel's playbook, where they used a new low-volume product to test out some new manufacturing processes, that being the MacBook Air. Intel is famous for doing that. All of their new processor, not currently, but back in the day when notebooks were relatively low volume, all of their new processes, you know, for their processors and stuff, all the new manufacturing processes, they worked out all the kinks in the notebook CPUs and then took that and applied it to the desktop CPUs. Apple kind of did that to a degree. They didn't advertise it at the time, but the MacBook Air, the keyboard plate, the top plate was basically CNC'd, machined out of a solid block of aluminum, which then they went and crammed everything else in there. They didn't advertise that, but I can guarantee you they were using that as a test vehicle for going mass production on MacBooks and MacBook Pros. really neat. It's all seamless, one piece. There's a little seam on the bottom underneath that you don't really see very much that connects the bottom to it all. But pretty cool stuff. Definitely check it out. The monitor is front face. The full front is glass for the LCD. It's an LED lit LCD display. Full glass across the front. There's just this tiny little micro seam around the edge where the aluminum top merges with the glass. Other than that, you know, it's still a 15-inch MacBook Pro. They've updated the innards. The hard drive now is removable. That's huge news. And you can now get it up to 2.8 gigahertz. So pretty cool stuff. Definitely, I haven't actually been to an Apple store to check it out for sure because, again, the whole being sick thing kind of put a damper on that. But still, nonetheless, pretty cool. The MacBooks are basically just a smaller, lower-end version of the MacBook Pros. You know, still the 13-inch screen, basically all the same form factor that they've been for a while. Same thing on the MacBook Pros. The 17-inch MacBook Pro, incidentally enough, was just refreshed. It wasn't actually totally redone. And I think Apple's waiting on that until they can kind of get up to speed on the manufacturing process. It, you know, obviously a 17-inch notebook isn't really a super high selling notebook. They did say Steve Jobs did say in the keynote that the 13-inch MacBook is their best selling notebook. So, you know, the 17-inch MacBook Pro probably isn't a really high volume seller. You know, I would view that as something as like somebody wants a notebook that they can have around the house with a really big screen, but they don't necessarily, you know, don't travel that much, and they're not going to be taking it with them very often. But, you know, they want something with a big screen and, you know, pretty good resolution, kind of like a desktop replacement for just around the house. That's what a 17-inch notebook is for. So anyway, cool stuff. One other interesting item to note on the new notebooks, there is no more one button. It's all the trackpad is all glass. And if you want to click, you just push the glass. Kind of cool. It's not a display or any of that other stuff that you saw on the rumor sites. The original plastic MacBook is still being sold, one model, and it's dropped $100. It's now $999. So for those, I didn't think they were going to do an $800 notebook and like change a bunch of stuff up. If anything, the new MacBooks are more expensive than the original MacBooks. So, and there's now less of a difference between the MacBook and the MacBook Pro. They're both the same design now. It's just the MacBook is a 13-inch screen and the MacBook Pro is a 15-inch screen in the new design. So I'm interested to see what price points Apple hits like 6 months from now once they, you know, get the manufacturing of the top plate done. I'm kind of curious. So that's really, you know, what the bulk of the show was about, and or the bulk of the keynote was about. They didn't get the Moscone Center or any of that other stuff. It was actually on Apple's campus, which is kind of nice. So it was a smaller show. Apple had Jonathan Ives and another guy, I can't remember his name. I don't know what it was about him, whether it was just the way the camera panning did, but he like literally did nothing but chronically pace back and forth, and I almost felt like I was being stalked. I mean, it really just didn't work. Jonathan Ives, boy, does that guy have an expressive face. That's all I got to say. I kind of got the feeling the way they did it that Apple is experimenting with how the audience, you know, receives people other than Steve Jobs to give the keynotes. Because I remember like years and years ago when it was a keynote like that, Steve Jobs was the only one on the stage and that was it. You know, he didn't have any of his other people working under him come up on stage to explain stuff or any of that. You know, it was really literally just he was on stage and that you know, he did the presentation and that was it. And maybe had help from a couple of other people to, so they may be kind of testing for a successor possibly. That's kind of, oddly enough, that's kind of the feeling that I got from that, you know, the segment that the original First Gentleman did and the segment that Jonathan Ives did were part of the presentation, but they were kind of sub-presentations inside of there. You kind of have to watch the video to see what I mean, but all pretty cool stuff. Interestingly enough, Apple has been playing up a lot of the greenness of their notebooks. And there's a couple of things, since I'm trying to be as green as possible, there's a couple of things that I want to point out. First of all, the new MacBooks are Energy Star 4.0 compliant, which is kind of cool. They're EP Gold status and ROHS, and they also meet the ROHS environmental standards. So no brominated flame retardants, no PVC internal cables and components, only energy efficient LED backlit displays, all aluminum, glass, highly recyclable, arsenic-free glass, mercury-free, I mean, whole list of stuff, really cool. So anyway, pretty neat. Check the notebooks out. They're pretty sharp looking. You know, I think Apple's done a pretty good job with it so far. Oh, there is one other thing. On the MacBook Pros, there's two video cards. They're, as the rumors stated, NVIDIA is supplying the video cards. On the MacBook Air, they got the NVIDIA 9600T, I believe. Let me see if I have this right here. Yes. So 96, maybe not. Yeah, 9400M. I'm sorry, 9400M. Okay, clocked at a slightly lower speed. That's the MacBook Air. The MacBook is the 9400M, and then the MacBook Pro has the 9400M plus the 90. Let's see here. I really wish they would get this all. 9400M. Plus the 9600M GT discrete graphics processor for higher performance. So if you really need if you really need battery life and you're not going to be doing a lot of 3G stuff, you can switch between the two of them. That's totally neat. Kind of cool. The 17-inch MacBook Pro obviously doesn't have the new unibody construction, but they have updated it. You can get 1920 by 1200 LED backlit display. Larger 320 gig hard drive. It's the original aluminum design. And a couple of other things that they've changed. But still, pretty cool stuff. Check them out. The other item that Apple unveiled at the event was an all-new 24-inch LED cinema display, geared specifically towards the new MacBook family. And basically it looks kind of like the display that you would get on the big iMac, the new aluminum and glass iMac. It's all glass, edge to edge, kind of cool. You got to check it out. One of the slickest looking displays I've ever seen. It comes with connectors that let you literally plug straight into the new line of MacBooks. It comes with a power charger. It comes with the mini DisplayPort connector, which is now standard on all new MacBooks, or on the new MacBook line, the unibody line. And it also comes with a USB thing, because it also has built into the display the EyeSight camera and microphone plus speakers. So pretty cool. Definitely check it out. really nice. It'll be for $899. It's the LED cinema display, and it requires a MacBook, MacBook Air, or MacBook Pro with the new mini display port. So pretty neat stuff. Again, Energy Star, EPEAT, the whole nine yards. Okay, so with that all said, we've got a couple of first takes. Technologizer, posted by Ed Oswald. He's got the first take for the MacBook. There is no $899 MacBook, is what he says. Of course there isn't. It's now $999 for the plastic one, not the new style. Anyway, he goes through a nice little rundown. Check it out. I'm not going to go into too much detail because if anybody of you out there is interested, you've already checked it out. And I've already spent way too much time talking about all the new Apple stuff. So anyway, pretty cool stuff. Definitely check it out. There's a bunch of press out there on this, so I'm not the only one. From PC World, there's this article called Bento 2 adds integration with Apple Mail. Now, this is still Apple related, but pretty neat nonetheless. Bento is this, it's made by FileMaker, and it's this kind of organization tool that lets you like just keep everything, you know, in track, or keep track of everything, you know, in one kind of like unified interface. I've actually, I don't use it currently, but I did try it out. It's pretty neat, but didn't quite really meet my needs for what I was trying to do, but still, nonetheless. They've released a major update to it. It's Bento 2. They added integration with Apple Mail and improved data exchange between the personal database application and the Excel and number spreadsheet programs. So, kind of neat. I may go try this out again just to see, you know, what the changes are. But still, if you're a Mac user, Bento could be very useful for you. From CNetNews.com's Green Tech blog, Schwarzenegger, they've got a post here. Schwarzenegger is giving a speech at the Solar Power International 2008 conference. And he's basically, his message is full steam ahead on green tech. So the story starts off, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger delivered a surprise speech at the Solar Power International Conference here on Monday night, saying that a sustained commitment to clean technologies can aid the country's economic recovery. So, pretty cool stuff. Check it out. He's apparently making really huge moves in the solar or just green technology in general. So, pretty neat. From Make Magazine, there's this pretty cool article post on the blog. This is a guy that's got this Corvette, and it's basically a 1978 Corvette. It's vintage. He's got a before and after photo. He literally merges it into the Batmobile. This isn't the current Tumblr Batmobile. This is the Batmobile that was in Batman and Batman Returns. Really awesome. It looks great. I mean, if I didn't know better, I'd be thinking that that was the Batmobile. Really cool stuff. Definitely check it out. As always, everything is linked up in the show notes. I can't believe the job this guy did. I mean, it literally looks like the Batmobile. Really awesome. Okay. Gizmodo has a story here. Warner Brothers is going to offer DivX downloads. So DivX has officially partnered with Warner Brothers to distribute video in the format. It's not all going to be HD, but the standard definition downloads are expected to become available very shortly. But it'll be available for DivX certified consumer electronics devices. It'll basically let retailers offer premium content in DivX format for playback on a variety of devices. So we'll see how this turns out. I'm kind of curious myself, but you know, it's really going to take a while before we see it in action. Gizmodo also has some news. Samsung's Blu-ray player is going to hit $149 on Black Friday, according to this post, which is finally starting to get into affordable territory, if you ask me. Ultimate Electronics is going to be the retailer. The Samsung BDP1500, which is usually about $400, is going to be $149. So I'll be interested to see if it really does do that or not. But that's the current rumor right now. There's this really cool story about a 20-foot-long Lego battle cruiser. Yes, made out of Legos, 20 feet long. It's a model of the HMS Hood, which is a Royal Navy battlecruiser built in 1920, and it was sunk by the German Kriegsmarine battleship Bismarck in 1941. It's built to minifig scale. It has a robotized mass, and it's actually bigger than the 16.4-foot-long Lego USS Harry S. Truman. So if you want to see this thing in up close, there's a bunch of pictures. Took them 7 months, about 100,000 bricks, weighs about 200 pounds, about 20 foot, huge. Check it out. You got to see it. It's totally awesome. Okay, PC World, how many of you are audio junkies? I love my audio. PC World has this pretty cool article on how to tweak your audio setup to perfection. And pretty neat stuff. You have to check it out. So definitely it's one of those how-to articles. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. It's basically six steps. It's a one-pager. And definitely something you'll want to look at. Dish Network 1080p compared to Blu-ray 1080p. Gizmodo has done a comparison. The verdict they're coming up with is not bad. And basically they're saying that at face value, 1080p high definition means 1920 by 1080 pixels presented progressive scan all at once. But if a clip is 1080p, that alone doesn't necessitate that it will look good. Just as you can stretch a thumbnail in Photoshop to any gargantuan size you like, so too can content providers give you ugly 1080 progressive. So they compared the video on demand 1080p being offered by Dish Networks to Blu-ray, and actually, Sound and Vision did the comparison, and it actually came out pretty comparable. Not perfect, but watchable. So, Energy Star, according to CNetNews.com's Crave blog, Energy Star is tightening the standards on TV power use. On November 1st, Energy Star will officially launch its revised specification for TVs version 3.0, which promises to significantly reduce power consumption. After that date, TVs must meet the new spec to carry the Energy Star logo. So, this is good news. Obviously, this is really good news. I'm looking forward to TVs come out Energy Star compliant. I really am, because, you know, that's a huge sticking point. You know, I literally just spent like $15 on LED lights for the various lights. Most of my lights right now are compact fluorescent bulbs. But there are a couple of lights that are on quite a bit, and I don't necessarily, you know, want to use any more power than I have to. So, and they don't necessarily have to be even that bright. So, for example, my front porch light, there's no reason why I should have a 60 watt incandescent bulb, or even worse, a 60 watt equivalent CFL bulb in that thing. You know, a little 40 watt will do just fine. The thing's on all night. You know, you need just enough light to know you know, to basically see the doorknob and know if there's somebody there. And believe it or not, 40 watts is more than enough. You know, I'm not interested in lighting my front yard and, you know, letting people see my, you know, every little micro detail on the front of my house for, you know, from a mile away. That's not necessary. The whole point of a front porch light is to allow you to ingress and egress your house without being totally in the dark. So got one of those for that. I actually recently replaced my front porch light because I'm having some electrical work done here at the house, and ended up having to buy a new. I found this $10 porch light. It's the coolest thing ever. It's got, basically, it looks like, you know, the ship lights where they have like the grill over the light. Well, it's $10. It's steel and real glass, it's cast steel. I don't know what kind of steel it is or even if it's iron, but it's cast. And then it has this real glass fixture that goes in it, and then this little rubber grommet that goes around that. And then there's some attachment stuff on the back so that you can, you know, attach it to the house. And pretty cool. Totally weatherized. So I got this little $5 40-watt equivalent LED light that uses 1.5 watts of power, and that's my front porch light. I did the same thing for the hallway light in the house, simply because when I'm gone, especially like during the evening times and stuff, I generally like to leave a light on in the house, just one light, like the hallway light. So that's also a 40-watt LED bulb. And I think I already told everybody this, but I'm going to go over it again because I can't remember. And then I also did the same thing in the bathroom. I may actually end up moving that out to the back porch. So we'll see. Time will tell. Anyway, so I'm kind of curious to see, you know, what's going on with the Energy Star stuff. I want to give an update on the Seagate hard drive saga. I thought all of the drives were being sent. Apparently, only the one drive is being sent for the drive that I've already sent to them. So I've been in contact with the representative from Seagate, and he said, basically, I've got to send the rest of the drives to him, and once they get them, they'll send me the other drives back. So I've got to shuffle some data around and get the drive sent to them. I've got to get all the data off of there, and basically we'll see. But
excuse me.
It'll be interesting to get everything all back in place. So kind of cool. That's pretty much it for this episode of the Geekinator here at Techno Geek Nerd. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. Just visit us on the web at quicksurf.com, and you can get everything we've talked about. This is episode number 27, so just find the show notes, and away you go. So, avenues of contact, if you want to send me an email, if you have any links that you want me to include in the show notes, by all means, shoot me an email, geekinator@quicksurf.com. Like I just said, you can visit us on the web at quicksurf.com, leave a comment on the site, and you can also call the voicemail hotline, 602-466-3134, 602-466-3134. If you're not in the U.S., I believe the country code is 1 or plus 1 for the U.S., so the phone number is also on the site, so if you can't remember it, just visit us, quicksurf.com, and I will talk with all of you on the next show. Hopefully, I'll have another one. Right now, it's Saturday night, so hopefully I'll have another one Monday or Tuesday night. You know, it's amazing. I just have to say, it's really amazing that, you know, I really literally did almost no computer surfing for the past several days because I was just, you know, flat on my back, sicker than a dog. And I came back and pulled up Google Reader because that's what I use to read all my feeds. And, you know, I've got like over 1,000 posts. So what I may end up just doing, because that's going to take me like a week just to catch up, what I may end up doing is just kind of covering, you know, the last couple of days, just to get caught up with what's been going on. What's the latest buzz? Are there any recent new hands-on reviews of the new MacBooks and stuff? And then I'm probably just going to go and whoop, mark everything as red and start over fresh. So there'll be a little bit of gap, but hopefully I'll find a bunch of cool stuff to talk about. And other than that, I'll talk with all of you on the next show. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you then. Bye.